Just as I was leaving, so I looked at the essay that Shaul Yisraeli has about what we got yesterday about Kedusha, the Beitel Kedusha Rishon and the non-Beitel Kedusha Shniya. So I was very happy that the first suggestion that I had, that when we lost the land to the Romans, so I pointed out that various historians say that we did, that the Yishuv was not uprooted. I didn't know, discussing with somebody else later in the day, that that is a political issue. I guess you're also not aware of this. And apparently it's amongst the those, the arguments, the non-religious arguments, the secular arguments vis-a-vis the rights of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. So apparently the issue of whether we were thrown out by the Romans or whether we left heavily on our own is a hot political issue. So you may have to erase the tapes from yesterday. Yeah, that there were large. There has to be that there were large groups there.
No, meaning so which at which point do you think it went? Because we can go straight. So you think Beitar? You think after? Not after Korban. You think later on? Because there are Yehuda Nasi's living there for 10 years.
Right. They had to continue with the issue. Right, the question.
Every door came out with Yisrael, Yisrael was there, no? What door?
No, there was certainly contiguous Yisrael, that's for sure.
Right.
The question is whether the large amounts of the Yisrael were thrown out or not. Was there an exile? Was it taken away from us? So there certainly was a large group that went, and there certainly were cities, like Yerushalayim, in which we were thrown out. But anyways, I was very happy that Shaul Yisraeli has that that suggestion as well. He says, "Ki churban lo ishpia elo al atzmus Yisrael." It only it impacted on our independence. Avolo etzem achazok of aretz v'yodua gam she'af liyachar churban himshich leskayim kibbutz yudi gadol baretz. That is, and then he says that Rav Aaron Cutler had the same ha'arva in a journal. So that's that was the first suggestion that we had yesterday, that in fact the chazaka was never unraveled, but whatever chazaka or kibush there was of Olei Mitzrayim, that was unraveled. That's a response to Kesef Mishnas Kasha. And then this one also point out right, it was sampling that yesterday is correct that when we suggested that the source of this Rambam is our Yerushalmi, so Rav Chaim points that out as a source, and he is Rav Chaim has the following Rav Chaim says that our Yerushalmi is really the makor that Chazaka is Kona. The rest of what we said yesterday, how this is a Yishuv, the Kesef Mishnah, that Rav Chaim doesn't discuss, but Rav Chaim does have this Ha'ara that he says it's much stronger. He says, what is the makor that there is such a thing as chazaka, that kedusha starts as meichal yidei chazaka? How do we know that? How do Rambam know that? So he suggests that that's really what our Yerushalmi is being loving. That's the chiddush of what's the lashon? The Rebicha. Good. So we'll come back. Let's focus today, and then we'll come back to this. Let's focus today on the status of the land of Sichon Va'og. This week's parsha, B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. So our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, sixth parak, Sholesh Artzos L'Shviyas, Kol She'achziku Oylei Bavel Me'eretz Yisrael, Ad Kiziv Loi Necha V'Loi Nevad. All the land that Olei Bavel took May Eretz Yisrael. That lashon is very important. It means that Eretz Yisrael was not mugder by Olei Bavel. Eretz Yisrael was mugder either by Yerusha Sa'ovais or by Olei Mitzrayim. Kol Shechziku Olei Bavel May Eretz Yisrael Ad Gziv Loi Necha V'Loi Nevad. So Loi Nevad is the din that one cannot that it's a loy nechlev means that all the halachas of shmita apply. Sai that one cannot avoid a sakarka. Sai the iser that applies to the pay raise. And we pointed out that there's a machlokes, that's the rice of the rabbanon. What's loy nechal is a four-way machlokes, right? Does loy nechal mean, like the Ram says, that the Isur of svichim, that which grows by itself, and Chazal said is osir, if it's the kind of crops that one plants, and Chazal said is osir because of those who would plant the Isur, is that loy nechal, svichim? Is leinechal a knas, those fruits that were nevad? Is leinechal liachar abiyur, that meaning leinechal cannot be eaten as if with bilus? So one shot without biyur, one shot is psichim, and one shot is knas, was the fourth shot of leinechal. That has to be eaten by Kedusha Shvius. So on this Lay Nechal, one can summarize all the halachas of Peres Shvius. Achashulchan, I saw quoted, says that all the halachas, that all of them are halach lamaisa, that they all obviously apply to this din. Right? It has, but there is a machlegis, we showed him as what's pshat in Kol Shechziku Oile Mitzrayim Migzivi Adanor. So Nechal Avalei Neva. So let's put Nechal. Is that, what din is that? Is that the Nesfichim? Is it Lacher Beer? So that's why we have a Machlokes B'Shoyin. All right, so then, our Mahalach will be, we discuss the first 2 weeks we learned about Tesef Shvius and the Isurei Avoda. We did Leinevad. And then we discussed the Abdin Halachas of the Gvulei's Eretz Yisrael. What's called Eretz Yisrael? Next week, Mr. Shem will do Leinechal, the Isurei Peir Shvius. And then we'll keep on learning, but the last week we'll discuss the Heter Mechira and the Din of Oitzer Bezdin. So that'll be next week, we'll focus on Lei Nechal. Kol Shech Ziko Oile Mitzrayim Migziva Ada Nor V'Ada Mono Nechal Avalei Nevad. So that's Oile Mitzrayim. It doesn't have Kedusha Shnia. Kedusha, according to Rambam, Kedusha Rishayna was Batel, according to Rambam. How we have to... And Kedusha Shnia was not Chal. So then that has to be a din de Rabbonon of Loi Nevad. Min Anor v'Amon Alefnim, so that is Chutz Laretz. Right? So that is Nechal v'Nevad. The next Mishnah tells us the din of Surya. Halacha Beis. Oysin betolosh b'sur v'lev v'mchuber. So there were Surim that were applied to Surya. Why? So they were afraid that Jews would, in the time of the second base of Mikdash, would go to Syria and then end up staying in Syria. So our sugya now raises the question in two places: what's the din of what we call Eiver Hayarden, Pnei God Neiruvein, Amiru Moyev Shetiru Besichay? So there are two points in the Gemara. We began with Shimon Lakish Shalom Chanina, Hakoina Ba'aminu Moyav. Earlier, the Gemara said that Aminu Moyav have the Surah Shemitah. So, Shimon Ben Lakish, towards the end of this halacha, Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Shalom Chanina. Hakoine va'amino moyev mau. Omalei, ani loy shematia merbchi agadol. Ella mi parshas ashkem v'lachutz. So I don't have a kabbalah on this. Ani loy shematia. Ella mi parshas ashkem v'lachutz. I only know that the din is. That after Bayesheni, the drink Bayesheni, after you're outside of Ashkelon, so that was already Chutz Laretz. Then the Gemara says later on, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Shol B'Chanina. Right, the Gemara says this kasha that Rabbi Shimon Lakish asked. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman said, what was he asking? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, come, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Shol B'Chanina Akoina Me'amin Umayiv Mao. Om Alei. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman said that kasha, Kishisa, I asked that kasha, Kumi Rabbi Yosef. Right? Less Amoinu Moyev de Moshe. What was Rabbi Shimon Lakish asking? What was he asking? What's the din? A person who ends up purchasing a piece of land but in what we call Amoinu Moyev, Bnei Gov Bnei Ruga. Or Amoinu Moyev Mamash. Somewhere on the, what we call Eber Yarde. Alright? Halacha Lamaisa. Bedatz is set up huge areas in Jordan for plants for Shemitah. Huge greenhouses in I don't know exactly where in Jordan, somewhere in Jordan, and then invest a tremendous amount of money in having sealed greenhouses so that it's sealed against Tilom. So that's what we're talking about. I assume that where they're having their greenhouses is not what we're talking about. I assume that they are further south than in Amin Amav Shaloi Tiru B'Sicha. But that's what they have to figure out. They have to figure out to make sure they're in Amin Amav Shaloi Tiru B'Sicha. Why? Because Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Nachman said, I don't understand Rabbi Shimon Rishlokish's Kasha. Kishise Kame Rabbi Yosef. Less Amin Amav de Moshe. What happened to Amin Amoyev of Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? Clearly, the Amin Amoyev of Moshe Rabbeinu is Eretz Yisrael. So clearly, if you're Kohen in the Amin Amoyev of Moshe Rabbeinu, you have Chiyuve Bizman Bayis Rishon. You have Chiyuve. Omer of Mona, Kishisa Kumei Reb Chagai. Same Kasha in front of Reb Chagai. Less Amin Amoyev of Moshe. Less Amunu Moyev de Lozer Ben Azariah. Doesn't he know? Didn't Mishloach know the Parsha Chumash Amunu Moyev Moshe Rabbeinu? Doesn't he know of the Amunu Moyev of Lozer Ben Azariah? Right. So Amunu Moyev Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we call Bnei Gov Bnei Ruben Lachaira. That's the Amunu Moyev Shetira B'Sichay. But then there's another Amunu Moyev that is in the Gemara. The Mishnah says that Boy B'Yoyim there will Lozer Ben Azariah. It was Nasi, so one of the halachas that they reviewed was the halacha of imposing Maiser Oni in during Bayisheni in Aminu Moyev. So the Gemara assumes that if you're imposing Maiser Oni, so that means that it's got to be within the Gvulos, but it wasn't reconquered Bizman Bayisheni. So doesn't he know? So our koine karka will be like this Eretz Yisrael. So Amr Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba and Ksiv Ki Ches Ben Yisrael Koine Melachem Orihim. The Chumash says that Cheshbon is Sichon took over. The Gemara says Sichon took it over from Moyav. The Gemara says if that's the case, the Tiara Miyad Sichon Tzrichel Reb Shimon. Tira miyat sichain, v'oig iloy tira. In Tamar tira chayeves, in Tamar shaloy tira pturam. So Gemara says that what was Rish Lakish's kasha? What was the kasha? What was the suffix? He had a suffix. What exactly happened when sichain and oig conquered Amun and Moyev? That was a suffix. Tiara in, and if you'll tell me Tiara, so then Chayeves, you'll tell me Loi Tiara Ptura. Gemara says that Tiara, otherwise we would not have been able to conquer it. Otherwise it's governed by the rules of Loi Sizka and Mulchama. So it had to be Tiara. So what's the suffix in the Gemara? Amar Rav Tanchuma, Heichal Reish. Loreshes es artsai asisi es artsai chulin lefanecha. So Tanchuma says the answer to your kasha is, the resolution is Heichel Reish, that you were told to Moshe Rabbeinu was told to take it over. Heichel Gemara Darshan Miloshen Chulin. So it sees this Arzi Chulin Lefanecha. That's the answer. Question: What's the Sofik and what's the Teretz? No. Those pshat. What was the Sofik? What was the Sofik? What's pshat? What's the maskana? What do we have to get to? What's the target? Where do we have to end up? Then we can go back and see what the suffix was. All right, nafkamina ladina. Rambam Perek Dalet Shmita. V'yoyvel Perek Dalin Halacha Chav Vav Halacha Chav Hei Ein Shvius Neheges El Eretz Yisrael Bulvad. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Bein Bifnei Bayis Mishlo Bnei Bayis. Right? Only in Eretz Yisrael Shmit. Kol Shech Ziku Bo Oli Bavel has full halachas of Shmita. That's Kedusha Shniya. Kol halachas of Shmita. Then Halacha Chav Zayin Surya. Fine. Halacha choches. Eiver yardein. Eiver yardein. Betzad hasheni shel yardein. Eiver yardein. Shviit noheget b'midivrayim. Din derabanan. Yesh din shviit. Svichei eiver yardein. Usvichei suria mutorin ba'achila. Right? So eiver yardein noheges b'midivrayim. Din derabanan. Lo yiyu artzos elu chamurin me eretz Yisrael shachziku ba ele mitzrayim. Lo yiyu artzos elu chamurin me eretz Yisrael shachziku ba ele mitzrayim. No, what is the Eiver HaYarden being discussed over here? Eiver HaYarden shviyas neheges ba midivrayim. Midirabanan. Isu shviyas. Right? So l'chora that should fit into kol ma shechziku, kol ma shekovshu oylei mitzrayim v'loi kovshu oylei bavel. Right? Right? Now, there is an interesting ravid. The ravid says, Eiver ayadein matzorech lovioi mikal v'choymer hare lehechziku oylei bavel. The ravid says, lo ayu yudim Yoshvim b'tzad ha-sheni shel ha-yardein b'zman b'ayit sheni. As the m'kein zelo ladin zelo halacha l'maaseh. As lama mevi ha-ramam et ha-din zelo halacha l'maaseh lo yu yudim. There weren't any Jews there, right? No. Evi ha-din bo ha-yu tzorach l'avi ha-yi. Mikal v'choymer. I mean, l'echziku o'y li-bovel. There were no Jews there.
The Ram has a kal v'choymer, but you are also zil chamur and you're also social zil v'lo
l'Yisrael. Right.
It just
didn't look kishubol and bavel. This is the way that the Nesachim Limshan, because they all say there were Jews there.
No. That's why you need a kal chomer. Kashmir wanted to bring it. The kashmir, if he just told you that whatever the kishubol and bavel, there's no Jews there.
Yeah.
And this is just an example that he doesn't have to say, because it's an example of this halach. It's true because I have a kal chomer. It's how you have.
They shouldn't be more chomer. They shouldn't be more chomer. So that's the kal v'chomer me oile bavel. Okay, I mean,
they were
Jews. We don't know. Ain't no yoidim.
But because we're not sure, that's why that's what the rabbi said. That's why the rabbi's din is munach like kal v'chomer. could be meiz wachamer. It could be that it's not just fitin. It could be just she is the raisa. It was kashmol.
If there were Jews that were there,
it could have been. Has not been. That's what.
Okay. There was a cause of. Okay, I thought that was the good, but so I wanted to point. You see, there was a discussion whether Jews, in fact, were on the other side of the yard in Mizman Bayis Sheni. The different rayas that the Meforshim bring. So, but what's the Rambam's pshat? What's the Rambam's din of Eber Yarding? What is Rambam saying in? Hilchas Trumas with Eber Yarden. Rambam says, Eretz Yisrael Amur B'chol Mokoyim He Aretzo Shekovish Oson Melech Yisrael. And that's Kibush Rabbim. Chachomim Rishonim Eskinu Shunogos Af Be'eretz Mitzrayim U'Be'eretz Amun U'Moyev B'nei Shem Svivos Eretz Yisrael. That's Trumas and Maizos. And Aleph. Right? In Gimel it's Artzos Shekovash David. And in Hey, Kol Shechziku Eli Mitzrayim in the Scottish Kedusha Rishona. Kevan Shegolu Botla. Kevan Sheolu Bnei Agoyl Vasik Mitzvah Oretz. They were Mekadish that as well. And they left places so that the Aniyah would be able to have during Shemitah. So what's the Rambam's din in Amun Umayyav? An Aver Hayarden. Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael. Shvi is negative, Sba, Midir Vem. L'chor should be Eretz Yisrael. Sadi Lim Pshat and Ar Sogya. The conclusion he has is that Aver Hayarden is Eretz Yisrael. Well, Shvi is Neheg is Midir Vem. So that's because Rambam holds B'chlal Shvi is the Rabban. You can't bring a Raya from that.
No, because the Rambam is the Rambam.
I don't know.
Maybe because he's the Rambam.
I don't know. You can't bring a Raya from it. What's that? That means it's like Kedush Roshana. Yeah.
That's not because of Shvi's.
Eber Yan Shvi's it's been ervein because it's Bizman by Sheni, and the Rambam is assuming that the Oile bubble did not go over the side of the Yarden.
Not with
right. Kesmish we don't know. Right, but that's what he assumes. Why do we assume that? Because the Rambam Hilchos Trumas says the Jews only got to wreck him. So it sounds like from the Hilchos Trumas that the Jews did not get on the other side of the Yarden. So therefore, Eve Yan Shvius and Hegas Bomi Devrayim, that would be as part of the land that Ole Bubble didn't take. But that's not Irish right now, but it's Eretz Yisrael. Because if it wouldn't be Eretz Yisrael, Lechora, there's no reason to say it's Osir. It's not Syria. So Lechora, it's the din de Rabbanon. Of what Oile Mitzrayim took and Oile Bubble did not take. Right? But in terms of Eretz Yisrael, Lechora it's Eretz Yisrael. Lechora, would the Jews have taken Eber Yad and be Chai Mitzrayim? Right, yeah. No, he says. Right. That's the problem. He says that only, he said even, that's the problem of the Ram. We don't know what the Ram holds about, but he goes to Reuven even by Trumas. Right, correct. That's the problem of the Ram. Right. 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 So coming back to the Yerushalmi. So how did Limshan the Yerushalmi then? When?
So
that even if they were Mikdash by Oli Bavel, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael.
Right, right. That's a right. It's a difficult Marikurkus. All right. In other words, what you're pointing out is the Machlokas knows the Kalim and the Rambam is what is the Rambam saying. All right? Which brings it back to the Yerushalmi. All right? What Sam's pointing out is Machlokas between the Kesef Mishnah and the Marikurkus. Marikurkus holds that the Rambam, that the Teres Kohenim, which we learned at the very beginning, Eretz Miuchedes, and that he learned Pshat, that Chazal darshaned that Shemitah was not Chal, except what we call the heartland, Eretz Eber Yarnein Marava. So Marikurkus holds that's Pshat and Ramba. All right, again, let's go step by step. What we're pointing out is that in Rambam there's a machlokes exactly what the Pshat and Rambam is. Do we say the Rambam is the way we learn Pshat Kesef Mishnah? That Eivar Yadin is referring to Amon Umov Shetira B'Sichon. It's referring to Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Alright? And then Pshat and Rambam is Eivar Yadin, which I haven't discussed in other places yet, Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, Shvius, it has the din of Oile Mitzrayim. Or do we say, Marikurkus says no. Marikurkus says, Pshat is that Eivar HaYarden is not, will never be Chayiv Midei Raisa for Shemitah. Because that's what the Teres Kohenim said, Yochol Mishabo Lavinu Moyev, Talmud Loimar, Chisavo Yochol Mishabo Eivar HaYarden, Talmud Loimar Ela Aretz, Eretz Yuchadis, Yochol Mishabo Lavinu Moyev, Talmud Loimar Eretz Yuchadis, Lamina Moyev. Right? Now is that a powerful raya for the Rambam? Is that the only one shot in the Sifra? Was that? Yeah. Right. So it's not from the lashon of the Sifra. It's not at all clear. Ki sovo yochol mishel bol ever yarden. It says no. Yochol mishel bol amenu moyav. No, she knows lechem. Minayin atayimer kibshu avol chilku chilku mishpacha is vechilku. So according to the, you can learn the sifra. The simple reading the sifra is that the chiyuv is not chal until kibush vechiluk, even on amenu moyav. That's the simple reading of the sifra. And that's l'chara why you can't bring a raya from this sifrot. You can't say that this has got to be pshat because it's not clear in the same sofek that we have in the Rambam is we have sofek in the sifron, a sofek in halam pshat in the Yerushalmi. So again, so in Rambam, it's not clear to the Meforshei Rambam whether Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven is chayiv b'shmita, midei raisa, imoyis haMashiach. We get Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven again. So will there be Chiyav Shmita in Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven? Machlokes Kesef Mishnah and Marikurkus and Pshat and Rambam. All right, what's he saying? Eivar Yadon Din the Rabbanon. Is he saying B'Toyras Oile Mitzrayim? Or is he saying B'Chal Anudin? That Luchar is how are you going to be Miyashav the Kasha of the Ravid? How are you going to be Miyashav the Kasha? That's going to be the Pshat and Rambam and be still Machlokes and Rambam. Now, coming back to Yerushalmi. So now it's Pshat and Yerushalmi. Were they Mitar or not Mitar? So what's the suffix? So in the Nisei Kelim Yerushalmi, you have a suffix and a Pshat in the Yerushalmi suffix. What's Pshat and Tiru? Was the Yerushalmi raised the question? Rav Shimon Lakish wanted to know, what's the din of Bnei Gad u Bnei Reuven? What was his suffix? Tiru loy Tiru. When the Torah says that Amon Umoyev Tiru B'Sichon, what's Pshat in Tiru? Is Tiru means that there's a Heter Kibush? The Iser of the Sesgarobam is Mutter? Or Tiru means it's Eretz Yisrael? It became part of Eretz Yisrael. It became part of Kol Asher Tidrach Karaglechem. Became part of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Mishlokish's kasha is what's the din of Tiru B'Sichon? Heter Mulchama? Heter Kibush? Or is it Tiru and becomes part of Eretz Yisrael? That's one mahalach. what's the Gemara's resolution? The Gemara Amar Rav Tanchuma Heichel Reish L'Reish is Artzei Asisi is Artzei Chulin Lefanecha. Not clear with the Teretz. Machleik is before Shea Ayushalmi. What's Pshat? Is Pshat Heichel Reish L'Reish is Artzei Asisi is Artzei Chulin Lefanecha. Right? I made his land chulin pshat, meaning it's nitan for kedusha. I made it ready to be part of Eretz Yisrael. Or is pshat? No, asisi chulin lefanecha. I made it mutter for you. I didn't make Eretz Yisrael. Right. So the safek. If you look at the Mefarsh Yerushalmi, Rabbi Shimon, and how to pronounce it. Sir Leo and Marav Fulda, so they have different ways of learning Pshat in Yerushalmi, but that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is exactly what was Tiru, what was the Safek, and once you're Magda the Safek, what was the Teretz? Is the Safek Tiru Heter Mulchama or part of Eretz Yisrael, or is the Safek only, was it like Kibush Yochan or Kibush Rabin? What's Rav Tanchum is a Yishuv Heichel Reish, so that's also Nitin. So that this Sofek of how to learn Pshat in the Yerushalmi is also a Sofek of Pshat in the Rambam L'chayra for different reasons, and is an issue that was discussed. Tashbetz has three tshuvas in this, and later on I was able to look it up this morning because I couldn't find my Birke, my Chida, but apparently the Birke Yosef in Tov Peites discusses the same Nakuda. What's the Nakuda? This week's parsha, B'nei Gavni Ruvain, Achrei Kechleis HaKoil, is it part of Eretz Yisrael or not? Some bring a raya from the Gemara in Bikurim. The Gemara in Bikurim says, Yerushalmi Bikurim says, that Bikurim are not brought from B'nei Gavni Ruvain. Why? Because it's not Eretz Zavos Chol Advash. So, L'chari, you see from that Yerushalmi, but it is Eretz Yisrael. It's a very powerful raya, right? Unless you say, unless you say that Eretz Yisrael's mugder as Eretz Zavos Chol Advash. So we're saying Haino Hach. In other words, Eretz Zavos Chol Advash is Oile Mitzrayim versus Yushas Aves. So what's Pshat in Yerushalmi? Pshat in Yerushalmi is there's a mala to Eretz Yisrael over in the Gan Reuven that this is. That this has, you can bring Bikurim from it, or is the Gemara saying no? This is Eretz Yisrael. So what we're pointing out is B'nei Gadu B'nei Reuven Sichon Va'oig Amoinu Moiv Shetiru B'Sichon Ma'adin. So that's a suffix in Yerushalmi. L'chayra until you read the Mari Korkas, it seems the Rambam is saying it's part of Eli. Eretz Yisrael, part of Eretz Yisrael, it is part of Eretz Yisrael. Until the Mari Kurkas throws a wrench in, that maybe the Rambam learned a different pshat in the Sifra. L'chayra, it's a shver pshat in the Sifra. Rav Nachum Zemba points out that there is a Sifrei that says very clearly El Oretz Asher, and he knows saying, I forget the exact lashon, but that's the Rabbis. Amin Umayyah. The rabbis, Shetir Amin Umayyah. So the Rav Nachum Zemba says this. Luchara is a raya that the pshat in the Sifra is like the Rash, not like the Mari Kirkus. Recent Sforum point out that Cheskel Abramsky have what many Achrayim hold, many Poskim hold, is an Eisener raya that B'nei Gadu B'nei Reuven are part of Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a kutus in Eretz Yisrael. So he thought that he has a powerful raya, compelling raya. He says, Lu Yitzuyer, that B'nei God B'nei Reuven are not part of Eretz Yisrael, you could never have Kol Yeshvel Leo. You could never have Chiv Yovel. So in order to have a Chiv Yovel, you have to have. In other words, it's not mamish kol.
What?
Right? I guess you could argue that if they're not part of Eretz Yisrael, there's a Rambam Perush Mishnayos that says only that Rak Yisraelim Hayovshim Eretz Yisrael Nigrom Kol Yisrael. So you could say that you don't need them to be once they're living in Chutz Laaretz and that's their Mokim, so they're already always part of Kol Kal Yisrael. Maybe you could say that, but Luchar, that's the apparently, I haven't seen this inside, but the Chazon Ish held halacha lemaisa that b'nei Gad and Reuven is part of Eretz Yisrael. They held that halacha lemaisa, and some others. I don't know if he quotes this ha'ara from Cheskel Abramsky, but others, because of this ha'ara of Cheskel Abramsky, they thought that the Chazon Ish is the halacha p'sukana. So we go a little bit deeper now. Just coming back to what we discussed yesterday. Just a further ha'ara. We discussed yesterday kibush, kiddush al yedei chazaka versus kiddush al yedei kibush. Kibush was early Mitzrayim, chazaka was early Bavel. We pointed out yesterday that from our sugya we learn that the kiddusha of kibush oile Bavel had greater impact. That's what the Yerushalmi says, even though it was under another Malchus, and even the other two Lashonos. And it was, and the Kiddush was Chal right away, and the Kiddush did not require all of Klal Yisrael living b'mkoyme. So that's the Pasuk. Veviyachal Hashem lekechol haaretz asher yorshu avoyisecha v'yirishta ve'itivcha v'hirvacha mei avoyisecha. So he pointed out yesterday that is, there's a machlokes amongst the in the Yerushalmi whether that is referring to oile Mitzrayim or losel lovoy. Right, that's the machlokes whether the oile Mitzrayim had the machlekes whether kedusha shniya was the raisa the rabbanon. Kedusha shniya is the raisa is based on this pasuk. The rabbanon is supposed to be referring to early lasal love. But Shaul Yisraeli is the following ha'ara. He says that the lashon v'yirishta can mean two things. It can either mean to pick up the yerusha or to throw out. So he thinks that's the machlekes amongst the and the Amoraim Eretz Yisrael. Does the v'yirishta in this pasuk mean to acquire the previous Yerusha, then it's referring to Oile Bavel. That's referring to Kedusha Shniya. If the Yerusha means they'll throw out, so it cannot be referring to the Oile Bavel. You didn't throw anybody else out. We will throw people out. So that's the Machloek Zemlim Shat in the Pasuk. And whether it's Kedusha Shniya, Asalava. So yesterday we pointed out that the Rambam has his Chiddush, Kesef Mishus Kashas, on the Rambam's Chiddush of Kiddush Shniya. And yesterday we pointed out the answer to Tosfos Yomtiv, difficult answer, and Kashas that the Achronim ask in Tosfos Yomtiv. And then we suggested what we now know is Rav Aaron Kotler's answer and Rav Shaul Yisraeli's answer. And then we also pointed out what we now know is Rav Chaim's Mekor. And what I pointed out before, Reb Chaim's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim is primarily that our Yerushalmi is now a makor for the concept of kedusha yidei chazaka. So I just want to focus on that for 2 minutes. Right? In other words, that there is kedusha yidei kibush spasuk and chumash. The Rambam says that the kedusha of oile bavel was a kedusha yidei chizuk yidei chazaka ad kidei kach that was endures on a yom hazeh. Kasha, where is the makor for such a concept kedusha yidei chazaka? And he has to be machadesh al yidei ad kidei kach that it's a chazaka that could not be seen as part of the kedusha of the Eilim Mitzrayim, because otherwise they would have had kibush and chazaka. So Reb Chaim says, that's how Yerushalmi. That's the pasuk of Vivishta. Shol Yisraeli has the Gevalda Ge'ora. He says the Rambam does not paskin this approach in Yerushalmi. The Rambam paskins that this pasuk is a makor for the kedusha liyosel lovay. Ram says in Shmita v'Yovel, at the very end, he doesn't raise the kasha against the Reb Chaim. I don't know if he was aware of the Reb Chaim, but he says, Ram and Perik Yud Beis Halacha Tesvav in Shmita v'Yovel. Kevin Sha'ola Ezra Bibiya Shniya Niskachu Kola Armu Kofis Choima. Bibnesha Biyosa and Bime Ezra Shibiya Shniya Kibiyosa Me Yeshua. He learns the Hekish. Ma Biyosa Me Yeshua Monu Shvita Vyavlois. Vikidju Botir Choima. Af Biyosa and Bime Ezra Monu Shvita Vyavlois. Vikidju Botir Choima. Vechain Liyosa Lovoi. Bibiya Shlishes. Veis Shiyich Nasula Arbets. Yeshilu limnoi shvita v'yoyvlois v'ikachu bote yerechoymam v'yishchaya v'kol mokim sheyichavshu v'maisroi sheneemar v'yacho Hashem likecho l'oretz asher yosho v'yisecho v'yirishto makish yirushoscho l'yirushos v'yisecho ma yirushos v'yisecho atanoig v'chidosh kol advar me'elu af yirushoscho atanoig v'chidosh kol advar me'elu. So he says, you see that the Rambam learns pshat that pasuk is referring to Asalova, not to Kedusha Shniyah. So Hodu Kushla Duchta. So where's the makor for Kiddush Shniyah, for Chazaka? So the one could be miyash of the Rambam by saying that the Rambam learned pshat ma yusha v'isecha means any time that we yarshin, any time we come to Eretz Yisrael. I have to be magdir, I have to like this yomtiv, I have to Yisrael yidei nevuah. What does it mean come to Eretz Yisrael? But maybe that's what he means. I was wondering, this kasha, by the way, the Radvaz deals with this. The Radvaz says that it's a kedusha, they kedusha bepeh. In other words, what's pshat in the Radvaz? The Radvaz has the same kasha. Where's the chalais kedusha of Oily Babel? They didn't have a melech, they didn't have urim v'tumim. So Radvaz is mechadesh. Must be some kind of kedusha b'peh. So I was wondering whether we should say this is just the following. Amin Umayyav. How was Amin Umayyav? How was the Kedusha Chal in Amin Umayyav? Tiru B'Sichim. So it wasn't Ayidei Kibush. Right? Because B'Shas Kibush, there was the Kedusha wasn't Chal yet. Kedusha only Chal later on. Right? The Kedusha was Chal when we got to Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha was then and Li'achar Kibush V'Chiluk, then the Kedusha was Chal. Rambam says, how is the Kedusha Chal on the areas that they did were not Kovesh yet? He says, well, Yoshua already then assigned all of the different lands to the various Shvatim, so that the Kibush that they will do after to be a Kibush of Klal Yisrael. Alright? But Amin Umayyav. It wasn't Kibush Yeshua. It was kibush of Moshe. It wasn't a kibush shalkal. It was a kibush shalkal Yisrael, but b'shas kibush, it wasn't for us, right? B'shas kibush, it was lasalove something. It wasn't for Negev Ruben yet. They only asked right afterward. Mikne Rav. So I was wondering whether this gufa, once, if you say that the pshat, if you learn pshat, the way we paskin, that amenu moyav tiru abesichayin means tiru, and it became part of Eretz Yisrael, and the raya of Cheskel of Amsi, the raya from Rav Yishvel Kol Yishvel Leo. So when did it be? How did it become Kodesh? So we're gonna have to say that when we did kibush v'chiluk, then what happened? I can't say the land that was given out by the Garbel by Yeshua was the land that Moshe Rabbeinu gave out. Apei Adibur, could be, by the Yeshua, by the Chazaka. So I was wondering, maybe this is the makor that when Klal Yisrael's Miyash of Eretz Yisrael, was that? Then that would be like the Minchas Chinuch Sar Rabayis. No, but that would only be. Then it should be if it was. So that I don't know. That could be a makor that kiddush can be chal. Now, if we say that, all we're saying is, right, it would mean that if a person's koina, if a person would buy land, right, that's what. If it was Ayidei Chazaka, if it's a Makor for Chazaka. Right. I don't know if that's necessarily, it would sound like necessarily correct. If you say that it's a Makor, then therefore.
I think part of what the Rav Chaim says is that when it gives the Kedusha,
that's the question. The Kedusha Shniyah, only a Hemshech of a Kedusha was Chal already. So there wouldn't be a problem. It's only Kedusha Chazaka that was the Tbiltan. It wouldn't be Chal. But you still need a core for it. Right? You still need a core that the Kedusha can be Chal second time. All right, it's just a thought that maybe that's where the idea of Yishuv comes. The Yishuv alone is, if we say that Rav Shoyz Eli's Kasha on the Rav Chaim, the reason why the Kasha is a strong Kasha in Rav Chaim is because the Rambam doesn't quote that Pasuk when he discusses Chazaka. L'chora, if what I was saying is correct, to be Miyash Rav Chaim, that the Rambam is pointing out at the end of Shita Yovel that this Hekesh works whenever we have to use Hekesh, it works. The Rambam should have quoted earlier. Apparently, Rambam took the idea of Kinyan Chazaka to be something so poshut that it didn't require a separate Makor. Apparently, Rambam holds that when we get the land from some other nation, so then we need to have a Makadosh. But when we get it, because it's been given to us, or the Jason was saying that when we get it as a Hemshech of a previous Kedusha. You know, but that's all very difficult because the Rambam does require a Makor for Kedusha Shlishis. Even though Kedusha Shlishis is a Hemshech, shouldn't be necessary with the Kedusha Shniyah. Yeah, that's it. With Chen Lose Lovei. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then it goes back to so then you have to say what we were saying before, that this is just an indication. It's very hard to say. I'll tell you why, because unless you say what I was saying, that it refers to any time we come in. That could be, that could be. But to say that it's not referring because the Rambam.
Not that this, the Chedes, the Shemai, the whole thing.
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that. You could say that. And then you have to say the Rambam was the same Mechel that did get to what he was going to write at the end.
What's that?
He wrote this. That he's Samech on this when he gets to Beis HaBechira. So that's possible. Good.